I came across an article in Urbanize LA written by Housing for California, and it broke down the reasons why most projects in the Los Angeles area are rental projects versus houses or condos. Now, as someone that's been in the business for over 10 years, I've kind of come to my own conclusion that the reason why people are building apartments versus houses is because there's just so much more upside in apartments right now. There is a shortage of housing in LA in general, and in my opinion, it makes more sense to build rental income that can provide long-term gains in LA versus maybe building a condo building that you sell off or building houses wherever you can in the city, especially because those units are essentially guaranteed to be occupied when people are still scrambling around to find a home. But this article pointed out several other factors that I felt were worth sharing with you, and here's some of it. Four main reasons were shared in this article as to why developers will build apartments versus condos or houses. And the first one is that it often takes much longer to get for sale housing approved. In the city of Los Angeles, for example, if your apartment building is under 50 units, not located in a specific plan area, and conforms to existing zoning, there is no planning case. And I'll get into what that is in a second. You can take your building plan straight to the Department of Building and Safety for building permit plan check. Now, in regard to for sale properties like a duplex, you would essentially have to create a planning case. A planning case is a multiple-step process that must be executed before you can get full approval. Neighbors within a 500-foot radius and the local neighborhood council get notified of the project. Then there's a public hearing. The parcel map case can be appealed. And then there's environmental clearance. Then after it clears all that, and even if it gets appealed at the local level and you get clearance, it can still be challenged in the California courts, both at superior level and appellate level. So once the parcel map is approved, it's only a tentative approval. So it's not even a full approval. You still have to go through the next process of recording your final map. And many jurisdictions in California don't allow construction to begin while you're recording your final map. So you could go through this entire process and can't get a head start on the work. You have to wait until your final map is recorded. All of this is state law, and it guides you on how to make the duplex, in our example, the for sale property, sellable. So there's clearly so much more involved when you're talking about building for sale units versus rental units. The second reason is mortgages. When you build a condo building, it's way, way harder to get mortgages for condo sales. In fact, many mortgage companies require that a large portion of the house or the building be sold in advance, and that's called pre-selling. That's before they issue the first mortgage. So for, let's say, imagine a 40-unit townhouse project, you would essentially have to get 20 commitments, pre-sell 20 units to buyers before you could even have a loan issued on any single unit to close. Now, of course, developers understand this process and they know the process, and they're really more in tune with being able to execute these kinds of things, but it's still another step in the process. The third thing is the tax system favors the construction of for rent over for sale housing. So to take a quote from the article, for sale products are taxed as ordinary income, which is basically the highest level of taxation. So when you do rental units, you can do a lot of tax write-offs. There's a lot of benefits there, and it just helps to reduce the cost to the developer. The fourth thing is development insurance, which is way higher for for sale projects than for rent projects. There was a bill introduced in 2002 and it was passed. It's Senate Bill 800 that guides the process of construction defect litigation in California. Existing laws provide the owners of a new residential construction. They have 10 years from the completion of the building to file lawsuits for defects. So these lawsuits are common, like I mentioned, and essentially, if you do condo development and you sell your units and something comes up in the building and people want to blame the builder, they have 10 years from the completion of the project to sue said builder and try to get something out of it. And with the rental income properties or for rent projects, clearly that's not a case as long as you're providing livable conditions and there is no safety concerns and you're meeting building code requirements. Then the chances of a lawsuit are significantly lower. It's an interesting article, and I think it's worth thinking about, especially now because there's just so few affordable homes in the area and people are looking for more opportunities to actually own property. But if you look around when you drive, you're going to find so many projects, big ones, and they're generally big apartment complexes, and they're mixed use when you're seeing retail on the first floor. And then above that, you'll have the rental units. So just think about that. And if you're interested in discussing more of this, please reach out to me. I'm available on Instagram at Explore LA Living, or you can find me on Facebook, Explore LA Living, or you can email me at james@explorelaliving.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.